this episode of The Ways of Tech, Rick has a taped interview with Olympic hopeful Donnell Wittenberg. A two-time bronze medalist, 2014 and 2015, Donnell medaled at the Pacific Rim Championships, American Cup, and Winter Cup events in 2016. Chasing his dream of making his first Olympic team, Donnell hopes to compete with Team USA in Rio.
It's been an exciting couple of weeks for you. The nation was watching for the gymnastics trials, and are you kind of in a lull right now, or what's the training like right now?
Because I'm not hearing that.
No, not really right now. I mean, just try to focus on my training so far, just to, you know, see what I can do to help the team out as best as I can at this point.
This is kind of a lifelong goal for you, but you're an alternate to the team. What does that mean?
I mean, it's definitely a new role that I need to play, but it's definitely, I feel like I'm here to push the guys, the five-man team, as best as they can so they're ready to go out there and compete. And, you know, there's anything can happen in gymnastics. You just have to be ready. So, if something happens to one of the guys, you know, I'm going to step in and go out there and compete as best as I can to help the team out.
Yeah, I know you'll be ready. That's kind of been your theme through your life. You've been looking for training for gymnastics. Training kind of left your education track as well. There are two things very important to you, the gymnastics, and then talk about the educational goals as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was one of the main reasons why I came to the Olympic Training Center, because I heard about DeVry and all the opportunities that they can give me. Like, they give me such like great flexibility to help me balance gymnastics and school as well. So just having DeVry and having the flexibility to, you know, balance those things out helps a lot for me.
Yeah, how important has education you've received, or putting a premium on your educational goals, how important has that been over the last few years?
It's been very important. I've been trying to focus on my education a lot as well, because as soon as I came here, my mom said, no matter what you do, just make sure you get a degree, because you always need something to fall back on. And I definitely would, you know, want to pursue something that I enjoy after my post-athletic career.
And I know that's kind of what DeVry preaches to its students. Is that what you tell other young athletes or other young people you come into contact with? You can be an athlete, you can be successful in a sport, but you also have to be successful in the classroom.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's a kind of a two-way street with the both of those, like education and being an athlete as well. You need to make sure you find that balance.
Now, the United States has a long line of successful gymnastics in the Olympics. The U.S. has been one of the leading countries. Who did you kind of look up to gymnastics-wise when you were growing up? Who did you pattern kind of yourself after?
Well, for me, when I was growing up, I wasn't like too worried about like the whole like Olympic kind of thing, because I was just a kid going to the gym and just having fun. But I guess recently I like started to, you know, kind of look up to my teammates, because they have so much experience, and they kind of paved the way for me to become the gymnast that I am today.
Be going to the Olympic Games, what's something that you want to experience? What are you kind of looking forward to about the entire experience?
Definitely looking forward to, you know, cheering my teammates on and just to get a feel of the arena, because I know it's going to be really loud and tons of energy, and I just want to, you know, go out there and show my support for Team USA.
Now, technology has made inroads in a bunch of different sports, all sports, Donnell. Is there something that you use in training? Do you use a fitness band or any type of devices that where technology is put at the forefront?
Well, for me, we use video cameras in the gym, so we can see if we kind of made mistakes and if we need to, you know, correct things on like certain skills that we're doing. So as of right now, that's the only kind of technology I use.
What are some of your plans after the Olympics, Donnell?
My plan is to definitely continue with my studies with DeVry and to also, you know, keep training for the 2020 games.
Yeah, they'll be here before you know it. Where can the listeners of the show go to find out more information about your journey and then also DeVry as well?
You can go to devry.edu/teamusa for more info.
So now we'll be following the progress of the men's gymnastics team, and we'll be looking to see if you can lend a helping hand and keep up all the good work.
Thank you. Thank you very much.